I was planning on skipping the next kina and going straight to kina Yud Aleph, which is probably a kina that is maybe required in certain ways, which we'll do. But in light of what's happening in Israel, I just want to share one thought on kina 10 on page 269. This kina, Eicha Yashva Chavatzeles HaSharon, is the first kina that's not about Churban Beis HaMikdash. The last ones were about all the bad that has happened and the desecration, the Chilul Hashem, and the physical, spiritual destruction without a Beis HaMikdash. This Kina Yud, Eicha Yashva, Chavatzeles HaSharon, is about the Kohanim. So we know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaros. Each group would come to Yerushalayim for about 1 week at a time to perform the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Since they only worked for about 2 weeks the whole year, they didn't live in Yerushalayim. They had different settlements. And this Kina, historically, is one of the only documents we have of some of the names of the families of these Kohanim. Why do we make a kina about the families of the Kohanim? What is the destruction? What's the Chorban? What's the tragedy that we're lamenting in this kina? What really bothered the Romans about the Kohanim was the fact that they had emunah and they stayed fighting. If you go to Israel today, and Baruch Hashem, where we can now once again, terrible years where we couldn't go whenever we wanted. So if you go now and you park in Mount Mila Mall, and you walk, even if you stop at Cafe Rimon, of course, you have breakfast, and then maybe stop at the other cafe also. So after three breakfasts, you're ready to walk to the Kotel. Even if you walk slowly, how long is it going to take you to walk from the Mount Mila to the Kotel? Maybe even if you walk slow and you hold the railing the whole time, it's 45 minutes. Okay? If you crawl, it's 2 hours. It takes the Romans 3 weeks, essentially, from Mamila to get to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? The Romans were the most powerful army in the history of the world. The greatest legions of that army were sent to defeat Yerushalayim, and it takes them 3 weeks. From Shiva Azar B'Tamuz till Tisha B'Av. Why? Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, because of the Kohanim. That's all. They were fighting with everything they had. They didn't have weapons. Whatever was left, they gave literally their lives to fight against the Romans. Why do we make a kina about these Kohanim? Because it's about resistance. Now, usually when we talk about resistance, when I bring my students to the Holocaust Museum. So one of the great docents, Lori Haston, whenever she talks to my students, she always says there's two kinds of resistance, right? There's physical resistance, but there's spiritual resistance. And we're very familiar with spiritual resistance. All the shilos and shuvas and keeping kosher and smuggling the shofar and all of that. There's also physical resistance. People that stood up, right, in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, or Menachem Zemba, who gave his haskama to fight against the Nazis, knowing full well that was not going to lead to any kind of actual resolution. Physical resistance is why we make this kina. And today, we're davening that the Kohanim in our lives, the Israeli soldiers, the Chayolim, that are at the forefront, that are going in, that are fighting against the terrorists, in a way that no other country in the world would do, house to house, and doing all of these things, jeopardizing their own lives, so that we don't look bad on the world stage. These are the Kohanim that we're talking about. These are the Tzaddikim that we're talking about. One time a student asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, he wanted to go, could he leave yeshiva to go daven by the Kvarim? So Shlomo Zalman says, where are you going to go? I'm going to go here, I'm going to go Tzfar. Shlomo Zalman says, you don't have to go so far. You want to go to daven by Kivrei Tzaddikim. So I do it all the time. When you pass the military cemetery, so stop there, daven there. That's Kivrei Tzaddikim. And we daven for their safety, and because of what's happening, it's an important kina that really speaks about what these people, what these soldiers, what these these people are doing for us, for all of Klai. So we daven for their safety and for their shalom. Let's go now to kina